I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so are you ready for this? Get ready, because we're going deep on a story that is going to send chills down your spine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking at this letter someone sent into the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Okay.
And let me tell you, this one is way more intense than like your typical, like someone playing loud music or, you know.
Right.
This one has a dark, almost like sinister feel to it.
Ooh.
Like something out of like a psychological thriller.
Interesting.
Yeah. And to add to the mystery, the writer chose to remain totally anonymous, only refers to the antagonist as Bill, or sometimes the Glowering One.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's like we're already in the middle of some unsolved mystery, right?
Yeah.
But this Bill, he's not hiding in the shadows, though. He's always sitting out in his front yard, just staring right at the writer's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the writer even says he looks like the worst part of Crocodile Dundee mixed with a dilapidated Big Lebowski.
Mm.
Always wearing this like offensive adventurer hat, and there's always a drink in his hand. You could just picture him, right?
Wow. Yeah. That's quite the image.
Right.
But it sounds like more than just someone being a little bit strange.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And I think what you said is really interesting there, like the intent behind his actions.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just someone being odd. It feels very deliberate. Like, he's trying to create this sense of unease, you know?
Yeah, like he wants to be noticed.
Yeah,
exactly. In a way that makes people uncomfortable.
Exactly. And remember that loud music thing we mentioned earlier? Well, it's not music, actually. It's all these conspiracy theory podcasts that he blasts constantly about politics and the end of the world and stuff.
It's like he's trying to project his own anxieties and worldview onto everyone around him.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a way of trying to control the atmosphere, you know, make everyone else feel as unsettled as he is.
Yeah. And it gets even worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bill doesn't stop at just staring and, you know, blasting podcasts. The writer actually overheard him saying, "I've buried many a soul,
yeah."
Followed by this really creepy chuckle. And they heard this through closed windows.
Oh, my gosh.
Which just adds to the creepiness factor, right?
Absolutely. And that statement, I think, is really important because it marks a turning point in the story.
Yeah.
You know, it's no longer just about unsettling behavior. It's a direct threat.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, is this just talk or is there something more sinister behind it?
Yeah. And just when you think it can't get any creepier, the letter writer then describes hearing Bill openly say things like, I want to murder someone in cold blood.
Chilling.
Right.
That, combined with his claims of controlling the weather and people's minds, paints a very disturbing picture of someone who is potentially very dangerous.
And it's crazy to think that this is all happening at what's supposed to be this quiet neighborhood, right?
Right.
The writer talks about this feeling of palpable fear that Bill has created.
Yeah.
Everyone's on edge, avoiding any interaction with him at all costs.
So he's really impacting the entire community.
Yeah, absolutely. The letter even mentions this longtime resident, Lisa, who actually advised the writer to avoid all contact with Bill at all costs.
Wow.
Which speaks volumes, right?
Yeah, that really highlights how one person can have such a negative impact on their surroundings, especially when fear is involved.
Yeah, there's a real psychological element at play here, right?
It makes you wonder what's going on beneath the surface.
I know, it really does. Like, is it a need for control, a cry for help, or something even more malicious? It's a question we're going to need to explore further as we delve deeper into this story.
Absolutely. And he doesn't let anyone ignore him either.
Right.
The writer describes Bill going out of his way to engage with neighbors.
Oh, wow.
Even standing outside their windows, you know, making sure he couldn't be ignored.
Gosh, it's so creepy.
It's like he's feeding off their fear.
It's unsettling to think that someone can exert that much control over others just through intimidation and unsettling behavior.
It really makes you think about the nature of fear, right? It's such a primal emotion. And it can be so powerful, especially when it's being intentionally manipulated like this.
You know, reading this letter, I keep thinking about Bill's wife, Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
The letter mentions she's never around to see any of this.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, what's her experience like? You know,
that's an excellent point. We often focus on the aggressor, you mm-hmm. know, the person causing the problem.
Yeah.
But there's often another side to the story, right?
Right.
Hidden victims who are suffering in silence.
Yeah.
What's going on inside that house? Is Kathy okay or is she a victim too?
It's hard to say. And that's what makes this story even more disturbing.
Yeah.
We only have this one perspective.
Yeah.
But there's a whole other layer that we don't have access to.
It's a reminder that even in seemingly ordinary neighborhoods, there can be these hidden stories of fear and control playing out behind closed doors.
Absolutely. Huh. So the writer tries to maintain some sense of normalcy.
Okay.
By deciding to go for a walk.
Yeah.
Something we all do without a second thought.
Right.
But even that simple act becomes a confrontation with Bill.
It's as if any attempt to live a normal life is seen as defiance by Bill.
Yeah.
A challenge to his control.
Yeah.
Imagine how suffocating that must feel to be constantly watched and judged by this menacing presence.
Totally. The writer describes walking to the end of the driveway.
Okay.
And that's when Bill confronts them, asking, where do you think you're going? And his tone, the letter says, was absolutely menacing.
That question, where do you think you're going?
Mm-hmm.
It really highlights the control Bill wants to have.
Yeah.
He's not just asking out of curiosity.
Right.
He's asserting his dominance, reminding the writer that even their basic movements are subject to his scrutiny.
And of course, the threats continue.
Yeah.
Bill says, no one really wants to mess with me, not after I... But then he just leaves the threat hanging in the air, unfinished.
Classic manipulation, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving the thread unfinished forces the writer to fill in the blanks, imagine the worst possible scenarios.
Right.
It's far more effective than any direct threat could ever be.
It's designed to keep them living in a state of constant fear and uncertainty.
Exactly.
The writer eventually decides to move, which, you know, while disruptive, seems like the only way to escape this constant fear and feeling of being watched.
Think about what that means, though.
Yeah.
Being forced out of their home, their community, by this one individual's reign of terror.
Right.
That speaks volumes about the power of fear and the impact it can have on our lives.
It makes you wonder, like, if intimidation can be this effective, why don't more people use it?
Yeah.
I mean, on a basic level, we're all hardwired to avoid danger and conflict.
That's true. But most people have a moral compass, empathy for others.
Yeah.
The tactics that Bill is using are predatory.
Right.
He's exploiting our natural instincts for his own gain.
And the really sad part is, even though the writer finds relief in escaping, they still know Bill is still there.
Right.
Continuing to terrorize the neighborhood.
Yeah, the writer's relief is bittersweet. You know, They're free, but it comes at a cost.
Right.
It makes you think about the other residents who are still trapped in that web of fear.
Exactly.
What happens to them?
That's the question that keeps coming back to me. Like, what can be done in a situation like this? You know, we can't just ignore the problem, but how do you deal with someone who's deliberately using fear as a weapon?
It's tricky. You have to balance individual rights with the safety of the community.
Yeah.
And it's made even more complicated because we're potentially dealing with mental health issues here.
Right.
Bill's behavior isn't typical, and addressing it requires a nuanced approach.
So what are the options? What can someone do if they find themselves in a similar situation?
Well, first and foremost, documentation is crucial.
Okay.
If you're experiencing something similar, start keeping a detailed record of everything.
Like what kind of things?
Dates, time, specific actions, any witnesses. It's all valuable information.
So it's not just about complaining then.
Right.
It's about building a case if things escalate.
Exactly. You're creating a timeline evidence that can be used if you need to involve authorities or seek legal recourse.
That makes sense.
Remember, you're not alone. Connect with other neighbors.
Okay.
There's strength in numbers.
Yeah.
And it also validates that this isn't just you overreacting.
Right.
A united front sends a clear message that the behavior is unacceptable.
It also takes away some of the power the aggressor has.
Exactly.
If they're facing multiple people, they're less likely to be as effective with their intimidation tactics.
Absolutely. And if the situation escalates and becomes truly threatening, you need to involve the authorities.
Okay.
Law enforcement or seeking professional help for the individual might be the only way to ensure everyone's safety.
It's a tough call to make, but sometimes it's the only option.
You can't let fear paralyze you.
Don't be afraid to reach out for help. Talk to friends, family support groups.
Exactly.
There are resources available, and you don't have to go through this alone.
That's right.
You know, this deep dive has really opened my eyes to the complexities of dealing with unsettling behavior, especially when mental health might be a factor.
It's not as simple as just telling someone to stop it.
No, it's not.
And it's important to remember, we're only hearing one side of the story.
Right.
While the writer's experience is valid and concerning, there might be other perspectives or information we're not privy to.
That's a good reminder.
We tend to sympathize with the victim, which is natural.
Yeah.
But it's also important to maintain a degree of objectivity.
This story really makes you think, right? It's a stark reminder that even in our everyday lives, we can encounter situations that feel like they're ripped from a thriller novel.
Absolutely. And it forces us to confront some uncomfortable questions about fear control and our responsibility to ourselves and our communities.
It's definitely made me think twice about what it really means to be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
It's not just about being friendly. It's about watching out for each other, speaking up when something feels wrong, and being willing to help when someone's in need.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways from this story.
Yeah.
Building a strong and compassionate community can go a long way in preventing these situations from escalating.
Yeah, and knowing there are resources and support systems available can give people the courage to speak up and seek help when they need it.
Absolutely.
It's about creating an environment where people feel safe and supported rather than isolated and afraid.
That's a powerful message. And on that note, I think we should move on to the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we'll explore the broader implications of this story and what it means for all of us.
You know, this whole deep dive into a frustrated neighbor's letter has been like peeling back the layers of an onion.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we started with what seemed like a simple case of a creepy neighbor.
Right.
But as we dug deeper, it's become so much more complex.
Absolutely.
You know, it makes you think about the hidden struggles people face and how those struggles can impact an entire community.
It's like that saying, we judge others by their actions, but ourselves by our intentions. We see Bill's actions as threatening and unsettling, and they are.
Yeah.
But we don't know what's driving those actions, what's going on in his mind.
We talked about the possibility of mental health issues earlier.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important piece of the puzzle.
Absolutely.
What if Bill's behavior is a symptom of something deeper, something he's not even fully aware of?
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
It's easy to label someone like Bill as a villain, a nightmare neighbor.
Yeah.
But what if he's actually a victim of his own mind, trapped in a cycle of fear and paranoia?
It changes the whole narrative, doesn't it?
It does.
Suddenly, it's not just about escaping a bad situation.
Right.
It's about how we as a society respond to those who are struggling.
Right.
Especially when those struggles manifest in ways that are disruptive or even frightening.
Imagine yourself in Bill's shoes for a moment.
Okay.
If he is struggling with mental health issues, he might not even realize how his actions are impacting others.
Right.
he might feel completely justified in his behavior, even if to everyone else it seems irrational and threatening.
That makes you wonder, what if someone had intervened earlier? What if someone had reached out to Bill, tried to understand what was going on, offered support? Could things have turned out differently?
It's impossible to say for sure, but I think it highlights the importance of early intervention and having resources available for those who are struggling with mental health challenges.
Yeah.
It's not about excusing bad behavior,
right,
but it's about recognizing that sometimes behavior is a symptom of a deeper issue.
The letter writer's closing message really stuck with me.
Yeah.
They urge anyone facing a similar situation to not wait until it's too late to take action.
I think about what that means for each of us.
Yeah.
It's a call to be more aware, more compassionate, and more proactive in our communities.
It's not about being nosy or intrusive.
Right.
It's about checking in on your neighbors, offering a listening ear, noticing when something seems off. Sometimes a simple act of kindness can make a world of difference.
It's about fostering a sense of community where people feel safe reaching out for help, whether it's for themselves or someone they're concerned about.
And it's about knowing that there are resources available, whether it's mental health professionals, law enforcement, or community organizations.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who want to help, but they can't help if they don't know there's a problem.
This deep dive hasn't just been about understanding one unsettling story.
Right.
It's been a journey into the complexities of human behavior, the power of fear, and the importance of compassion and community.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most frightening things aren't the things that go bump in the night.
Right.
But the struggles. We can't see the battles being fought within our own minds and within our own communities.
And it's a call to action for all of us to be more aware, more compassionate, and more willing to step up and offer support when we see someone struggling, no matter how that struggle manifests itself.
This deep dive has definitely given all of us a lot to think about. It's a reminder that even in the most ordinary seeming neighborhoods, there can be extraordinary stories, unfolding stories of fear, resilience, and the struggle for connection.
We hope this conversation has encouraged you to think differently about your own community, your own role in creating a safer and more supportive environment.
And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring these issues, keep the conversation going, and never be afraid to reach out for help or offer it to someone in need. Remember, we're all in this together.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep those minds open.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.